The Women's United Soccer Association plays the championship game of its inaugural season tomorrow in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Bay Area Cyber Rays will take on the Atlanta Beat for the WUSA's first Founders Cup. Nearly 35,000 fans cheered the league's debut game in April, but attendance slipped to 7,000 or 8,000 for most of the season's matches. The league now faces the challenge of developing an audience to keep it alive. Brandi Chastain scored the winning goal against China in the 1999 World Cup. She's the captain of the Bay Area Cyber Rays, and she joins us now. Brandi, set up the championship game for us. How do these two teams match up?
We haven't beaten the Atlanta team yet this year in three matches, so, you know, there's nothing quite like challenging yourself against the best. And Saturday's game will be exactly what that is. The best two teams with the best players vying for the championship.
There were a lot of expectations for this first season. How do you rate the first year of the league?
I rate it very high, and I think there's a lot of people out there who will say, well, you didn't do this, and you should have done this, and the numbers weren't quite as high as you like. But I think overall, we're extremely happy and satisfied with the level of play, the coaching, the amount of attention that we've gotten in the stands, and the desire from sponsors across the country to be involved.
You mentioned your fan base. I know there's been a lot of appeal among young girls and women for the WUSA. What about broadening your fan base into the male realm?
You know, we're interested in opening up our arms and welcoming anybody who wishes to come out and see a match between high-level athletes who, you know, dedicate themselves to not only their individual skills but also the team concept. And I think there's a little bit of something for everyone.
You've played on the Olympic team, on the World Cup team. How is playing in the WUSA different from those?
Well, the WUSA is special because it's something that we as a founding player group built together. When you build something yourself, I think you take a little bit more pride in the subtleties, the minor details that need to go in for it to be successful, and you're willing to put yourself on the line every day to make sure that those things happen. I think also it's very important because this league will leave a legacy for young girls in this game, a place where they can go to see people that represent themselves, a place where they can stand up and cheer, a place that's safe for families, and you know, for me, I'd like to see 20 years from now sitting in the stands watching the young kids that came to cheer us on.
You're also playing with international players who are part of this league, women from Brazil and China, Norway. Are there different styles of play? Do they sort of approach soccer from a different direction than you do?
There's definitely cultural differences. You know, we have a few Brazilians on our team whose flair and rhythm is like a dance. And there's players in the league from Germany and Norway who, you know, they're extremely disciplined and they're very straightforward and they're very hardworking. I think it's changing and it's enhancing everybody's play because now you have to be able to decipher what's happening on the field in a split second from a Brazilian or an Australian or a Canadian or a German. So it's a lot of fun to be on the field when all those different types of cultures are clashing.
You are one of the founding members of the league, and I believe you have an equity stake in the franchise.
Right.
Does that mean that as you look forward, are you concerned about drops in attendance and loss of corporate sponsorship and things that will affect the financial viability of the league?
Well, number one, everybody needs to know that the players didn't get involved in this league to make money. The most important aspect was to create a league where we could stay in the United States and train on a regular basis and play because most of us are out of college. So it was very difficult to find a place to do that without a league. You know, the idea that we all have a stake in this is important only because it's coupled with the desire for it to succeed for the young kids in this country. And I don't wake up every morning going, gosh, what's the bottom line? I wake up every morning going, how can I get better on the field so more people will come to the stadium, more young girls will have an opportunity to see this game, and we'll grow this sport. That's the bottom line.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Brandi Chastain is captain of the Bay Area Cyber Rays. They play the Atlanta Beat tomorrow in the first championship game of the Women's United Soccer Association.